The next speaker is Anne. Anne, alcoholic. It's a little intimidating to be up here, but I am so grateful, Randy, for the opportunity. And a year ago this weekend, I spent both Friday night and Saturday night in the psych ward. I called my parents and threatened suicide Friday night, and the police knocked at my door and took me into the psych ward. I got out the next morning and went back to drinking, called the police myself that night, and they came and broke down my door because I had passed out and took me into another psych ward. I am so grateful to be able to stand here today. I don't have a year of sobriety. I have 9 months. And it's 9 months that I just truly am grateful for. I came late into alcoholism. I didn't start drinking at an early age. I started to recognize that I had an alcoholic problem when I was about 51. And the cliff was very rapid. It was a two-year demise that, thank God I wasn't staying up there for 20 years. It was a two-year demise that was pretty ugly. And many of you in the room who are here this evening were blessed with being able to watch my alcoholism. Three years ago, I went to my first AA meeting. I recognized that I had a problem. I hadn't seen any of the consequences of alcohol yet, other than the fact that I had this obsession that I did not understand. But all I could think about was drinking. And at that point, I was probably drinking a lot, but the next 3 years would take me to a point where I almost killed myself drinking. And I went to AA, and I really did not want to be here. I really knew I was an alcoholic, but I honestly believed I could do it on my own. And for 3 years, I tried. I was in four rehabs in 2 years, came out and drank immediately, and continued to go to meetings. People in this room kept telling me to keep coming back, and I heard it, but I was not ready to surrender. I continued to drink. I went from no consequences. I had a fabulous job. I was in a relationship I thought was great. And in 2 years, I was in two outpatient programs. I was in four inpatient programs. I got a DUI, went to the psych ward twice. I spent $100,000 on rehab. I spent $90,000 in the hospital with all alcohol-related incidences. And I still kept drinking. Last January, I came out of a 35-day program, drank the night I came home, and drank for 4 months after that. I didn't breathe a sober moment. And I hated myself. I'd wake up in the morning. I absolutely hated the person I had become. I wasn't eating. I was just drinking. I couldn't stand it. But I didn't know how to change it. I couldn't see how to change it. And I didn't understand it. I kept going to meetings, and I heard what you said, and intellectually I could understand it, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't give it up. I couldn't surrender it. I didn't have a higher power, and I was not being honest with myself. And I finally got to the point where I was seeing a psychiatrist, and I talked to him, and he called my parents, and last April, April 18th, I flew to Prescott for what I hope is my last rehab. And I spent 90 days in Prescott, and I found out what surrender means, and I found out what God means. I grew up Catholic, and the Catholic God that I had wasn't a God I could turn to. And I believed in a power greater than myself, but I only knew how to ask when I needed. I didn't know how to ask and to turn it over. And in Prescott, my second night there, my roommates drank in the room. And I wanted to come home, and I was ready to come home. And I can tell you right now, if I had come home, I'd still be out there. And one of the women in the rehab center sat me down and said that her first night in rehab, someone had committed suicide, and she chose to stay. And I sat up all night, and I drank coffee, and I wanted to come home so badly. And I know that what it was my disease telling me I wanted to come home and drink. And I stayed in Prescott, and that was the night that I surrendered. That was the night that I knew that if I came back to San Diego, I was going to go right back to where I was. And that was 9 months and 2 weeks ago. And I'm telling you, everything that you all told me about sobriety and about recovery is the honest to God truth. And it has been just an unbelievable journey in learning about myself, learning about you all, starting the journey where I really am. I do have a higher power. I do have a spiritual belief. I have a trust and a faith today that as long as I do what my higher power wants me to do, as long as I behave in a fashion that I know I need to, and as long as I don't take another drink, things are going to work out for me. And they're working out today. And I love Alcoholics Anonymous. Boy, when I walked in these doors, I hated all of you because I hated myself. And today, there's someone in this room who means a whole lot to me. And he always talks about being part of the herd. And I didn't understand what that meant either. And today I am so much a part of the herd. AA is my life. AA is my lifeline. I look forward to going to meetings. I look forward to talking to alcoholics. I look forward to listening to the things that you all can teach me and can help me on this journey. And I just feel, I feel so lucky that my higher power allowed me to be able to get to the point where I'm willing today to do whatever it takes. And I wasn't. For 2.5 years, I did my own program. I wrote my own program. I did my own program. And the results were horrible. They were horrible. And, you know, if you're a newcomer and you're struggling, I'm a testament to the fact that if you do keep coming back and you do keep listening to what people say, that maybe you'll get it. Maybe you'll learn how to listen. You'll learn how to be willing. You'll learn how to turn it over. I had to give it up. I had to stop running my own program. I had to listen to what my sponsor said. And sometimes I don't like it. And sometimes I don't like her. But there have been a few times when I've had to call her as soon as I've gotten off the phone because I know that what she's saying to me is right. And I don't want to go back out where I was. I don't want to go back out and drink again. I have one day. I have today. And today I'm not drinking. And I'm so glad. And I'm surrounding myself with everyone in this room because you've got what I want. And you kept surrounding me while I figured it out. And I'm just so grateful to be here tonight. I was so nervous to come. And I said to a girlfriend, what if I make an ass out of myself? And she said, Anne, you don't need to worry about that. We've already seen you do that. And unfortunately, that is the truth. But today, I will say, I'm so grateful to have AA. I will do whatever it takes to be sober. I'm going to listen to what people tell me to do. I wake up in the morning. I meditate. I go to meetings. I probably go to 9 meetings a week. I love going to meetings. I'm doing service. I pick up the phones at AA Central. And I love being sober. I love being in recovery. I love everything that it means. And that doesn't mean every day is great because they're not. But you know what? every day is better than when I was out there. Every day is so much better when I don't wake up and hate the Ann that I was, the choices I was making, the things that I was doing. Today I can say, I honestly try to be honest. I honestly try to do the right thing. And it is because you all stood behind me and made certain that I finally got the message. So I thank each and every one of you. And I'm grateful.